I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, September 12. Coming up, Jamaica to host inaugural Tourism Resilience Summit on Thursday, National Youth in Agriculture Policy to be submitted to Cabinet, and Cornwall Regional Hospital to benefit from upcoming International Marlin Tournament. The news in detail after the break.
Why is that bill killing me?
The bill not supposed to so high for your business like this, you know? You should do an energy audit to find out what costing so much.
I can't afford that.
Ever ask your bank about an energy audit grant from the Development Bank of Jamaica?
And what?
The DBJ will pay up to $200,000 for your expert to tell you what making the bill them so high and what if you do if you cut them down.
An energy audit grant from the DBJ? That would really help me.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. All is set for Jamaica to host the inaugural Tourism Resilience Summit of the Americas at the University of the West Indies Mona Campus on Thursday, September 13. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is slated to deliver the keynote address at the opening ceremony. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the summit, with the theme Tourism Resilience Through Global Synergies, is part of a series of events to build resilience against any major disruptions to the tourism sector across the Caribbean.
And we are excited about the prospects of this, the first of its kind in the region. And we hope from it to have a document, a blueprint, that will help to guide the world in discussing and treating with disruptions of the nature and type that we have indicated.
Mr. Bartlett was speaking at a media briefing on Tuesday. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries has completed a draft National Youth in Agriculture Policy and Implementation Plan to be submitted to Cabinet in short order. That's the word from Portfolio Minister Audley Shaw. Mr. Shaw says upon approval, the policy will be implemented over a 10-year period.
This policy seeks to create an enabling environment for youth to transition and invest in agriculture and fisheries along the entire value chain. Our vision is to have a vibrant, re-energized agricultural sector involving young creative minds and young men and women who are technologically savvy and ready to join the vanguard of entrepreneurs.
The agriculture minister was speaking at a recent Youth in Agriculture public forum in Manchester. The National Youth in Agriculture Policy supports government's commitment to engage youth in all sectors of agriculture and fisheries for access to land and entrepreneurship to enable profitability and environmental sustainability. The Cornwall Regional Hospital in St. James will be the main beneficiary of proceeds from the 57th staging of the Montego Bay Yacht Club's International Marlin Tournament to be held October 2-6. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett has lauded the event organizers, pointing out that the government welcomes public-private partnerships to improve the health sector.
This particular tournament is going to speak to a great need in Montego Bay, Cornwall Regional. We know the challenge that we have there, and so we welcome all the support that we can get from everywhere, and we want to expand the range of those who give support, because health is the most important element of the well-being of our people. And so we're happy they chose Cornwall Regional, and we want the success of the tournament to be overwhelming.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at the launch of the annual international fishing competition on Monday. And the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is calling on Jamaicans to get involved in beach restoration activities in observance of International Coastal Cleanup Day, ICCD, on Saturday, September 15. Manager of Natural Resources Management and Environmental Planning, Dr. Sean Townsend, says in addition to plastic bottles and other solid waste material, the government will be pursuing the collection of sargassum seaweed that has overrun the island's southern coastline.
This year, because of the challenge with the sargassum, we don't really have a target. What we're aiming to do is to clean that entire length of coastline, which is about 500 meters. So it's basically, as the theme is, no trash left behind. So that's our aim. So there's not a quantity associated with that objective, but more of an area.
Dr. Townsend was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Tuesday. Last year's island-wide cleanup saw the removal of over 160,000 pounds of solid waste from 103.59 miles of coastline. Island-wide ICCD activities are being coordinated by the Jamaica Environment Trust. To register for a project, visit jamintrust.org. That was JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.